There we go.
Can't wait to talk about my Halloween costume.
There we go. There we go.
You had a Halloween costume.
There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the group
chat. To the group
pod
group
cast.
To the group chat podcast.
And
group. To the group.
To the group podcast. What episode are we on?
To the group.
This is like episode 133, I believe. Yeah, 133.
I want to say, I apologize for missing the last podcast. I told everyone I wouldn't miss, and I totally effed
up. Hey, man, you miss 100% of the shots all the time that you don't take.
What my friend said.
That you don't take.
What my friend said.
So I did see your guys' outfits, your little costumes.
How's your like my outfit? That I bought. Like
Larry's took the helmet. Cake.
Yeah, big stupid dumb helmet.
Dude, that jacket was so fucking hot by the end of it. I got so sweaty at the end. But it was so worth it because the fit
you look
was
like
so
an
hot.
Undercover superhero, but you just had your mask on and regularly.
But I did like really bad, really poor job of it.
Awesome. Do you guys remember my Halloween costume?
Actually, no. I don't.
Did you even have a costume?
You weren't there.
Well, yeah, I wasn't even there. Dress up? I wasn't there. I did dress up for Halloween. Yeah.
This is
a picture I took with Diego, one of the realtors that I made a video with, and he just sold me a house.
Okay.
He just sold me a house.
That was so crispy.
Dude, did he sell you like a candy house? What did he sell you?
He sold him a gingerbread house.
Happy holidays, group chat podcast.
The Willy Wonka.
Oh,
now the Halloween
dog,
is over.
The dog picture. I just need to Photoshop now Gary's mod in the background, and the picture will be all good.
That'd
be
awesome.
Question: who else felt that Halloween this year was like fucking?
Dude, you slept through everything. That's why.
You slept through
events. I had the same sentiment even beforehand, and I know where it started too. It started when I went to Home Depot and I saw a Christmas decoration fucking everywhere.
No Halloween. It was before Halloween.
I can get behind that. I can get behind that.
I don't know. Being on a college campus during Halloween is awesome. It's like,
yeah, that's like,
and
all
I saw
Halloween,
like
probably.
I saw Rick and Morty and like Tanjiro walking to class together. It was awesome.
Rick and Morty and Tanjiro.
I'm trying to think, there are so
was
many.
Was there any Vegetas?
So
did you see
good.
Any Vegetas?
No vaginas. I saw
rats.
Oh, who was it?
Come
oh
see
man,
smiling
see,
Rick around.
Was really good, but who was the other one? Oh,
Morty?
I saw Buggy the Clown from One Piece.
Oh,
ooh,
Buggy's
Buggy. Good. Buggy would be good.
See any Chainsaw Man?
Morton King Julian?
No, Chainsaw Man. I was going to be Denji, actually, but I didn't have the...
What about
the
you want
and speaking of which, I'm seeing the movie after this podcast.
Right after this. Right
and
after
this. This morning. So I rewatched the first season, like that's just out right now on Crunchyroll and preps for the movie. But then once I finished it, I just picked up with the manga. And my plan was like, okay, I'm just going to read the whole Reese arc and then go watch the movie.
Yep.
But I ended up blasting through the entire first part in like
2 days. Oh, to the very, dude, no, because it flows. It literally, it has like a fishing line.
It's insane. Because like, I read like 50 chapters this morning. It was insane.
Oh my God. I read all of Chainsaw Man one morning with a cup of coffee. That was like one of my best
when you started it, Larry.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, it's so good. Like, it is so.
And so, okay, so you can see, you see the hype of like, because they're doing a new season, a second season, and that's going to get on the arc with the assassins.
Dude, and that's going to be crazy.
I know.
That is literally going to be crazy. Do you know when that one's planned to come out?
Hell no, they're probably drawing their fucking bones out. I know,
so
I'm so excited, dude.
It's so crazy.
You guys gotta read it. Larry, like everyone in here
with Larry expecting like, oh, it's just an anime movie. Oh, I just get to watch, I'll watch a little movie. Like 30 minutes in, I caught myself just like looking at Larry like.
Yeah, he kept looking over at me like glancing like.
I'm like, this
dude,
is like. Better than every movie ever made.
I was reading that arc and like, it's like 90% like. Fighting and it's like wait, this movie's gonna be insane.
Who animated
so much action?
MAPPA Studio, I believe.
Oh, oh God.
Dude, and also
MAPPA's
guys,
so good.
I know this takes time and effort, but like writing down a character map. Oh,
no,
writing down a character map, like as you read just little blurbs about each character, it makes you remember things so much better. Like I did it.
You're a better reader
for JoJo as well. It's like
take notes on us.
No, there's no books on
every podcast episode.
But
next one is a stupid hat again.
Ever since we met in 2020,
like I started doing
that.
Yeah,
it was MAPPA.
over the summer whenever I read this book, and I was like, damn, I need to keep track of these characters. And I realized, like, whenever you keep track of the characters with, like, written evidence, you look at it, and then you remember how the character, like,
it
is
works
integrated in the story. Yes.
It,
like,
it does.
And, like, you can really remember things. And, like, even, like, you can go back, and you're trying to tell someone about this certain part, you can go and look at the character.
I need to do that with One Punch Man, because I remember I read all of One Punch Man, at least like up to that point when, mm-hmm. I think it was like almost a year ago now that I caught up, so there's definitely way more now.
Larry, you killed Isaac's vibe.
Bro. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dude, just read it.
But the manga is great. The animation, you know, we could discuss details later, but the manga was great.
The manga's insane.
It's just that there's so many characters that I couldn't really remember. Like right now, if you tell me like who and what, I can't. I'd probably mix it up with like My Hero Academia, because they're both in that like superhero. There's like levels and all that stuff.
What do you guys use to read the manga? Like, do you have a site?
Dude, I just look up read blank online, and it's the that. First link every time, every single time.
Wow,
I do Shonen Jump. I usually I pay. I used to do Viz. I used to pay for Viz. It's like $1 a month, and then Shonen Jump, because they switched over. So now I just, and I do it on my iPad. I like lay in bed. I have it on my iPad. I'm like, swipe. It's like they're all nine until I knock out.
Wait, Tanner, before you jump down that Shonen Jump down hole,
I'm just gonna read all of Naruto.
How do you read it? You guys have to let Tanner know and me.
No, it's
I'm
left.
Looking,
it's left to right, bro.
Is it what? Really?
Oh,
yeah.
It's left
to right.
What? No, right to left.
It's right to left. You start from the back of the book.
Yeah.
How confusing.
You start from the end.
And so do I start at page like 430?
No, you start at page one. It's just the right side of the book.
And you read top right to bottom left.
Oh, I was talking about like left to right. Like,
or no. Like top right, and then it goes left, and then you go bottom right, and then left.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like an opposite Z. Oh no,
it's not that bad at all. Like, I thought it was going to be hard, but like, it's the
opposite. You'll see it start not making sense. Like,
it is a Z, Larry.
No,
no,
because
it's on the top left.
I was like,
Z is in a real book.
No, it's not that bad. The only hard part is that all the letters are backwards.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That part is tricky.
It's
a little tough, but you get used to it.
Any
hacks? I need the floor. Sorry, before we jump into everything, I forgot to mention. Make sure you guys use code GROUP on GamerSubs. There's a new can coming out, and we were told.
Guys, I'm using a 2024 San Diego.
Let everyone know.
Wow.
New can, sugar free, shit bump. Buy it.
I opened it, and there's dust everywhere.
Buy the new can.
Buy, bro.
Yo, no, that's true. I've been chugging the fuck out of these. And low key, they taste really great, but they have a lot of caffeine in it. And I wonder if that's causing I have constipation right now, guys.
Caffeine makes you go, doesn't it?
Hey, wait, pause.
Well, caffeine makes it's been making me fart, shit. But I
Wait a minute. You just said you're constipated?
Yeah.
Do you remember 24 hours ago, what you had at that dinner?
Yeah. You tried every meat imaginable.
What I said? You remember that?
Oh, but the fucking kiwi.
Yeah.
Kiwi.
Tanner, I told you. Okay.
I was
to
told.
Give some context. Last night we had dinner for Tanner's birthday, and they had these like what do they call it? It's like buffets, right? It's like a little buffet.
It's
you have
a buffet
plate.
Style.
And so
salad bar.
Bingo.
In a way.
And I had kiwis. You know, they were just cut in half, right, with the skin on. And I normally eat them with the skin on. At the time, I guess I didn't know the issues. And then Isaac was looking at me like with a shocked face, you know.
Wait,
like if I was a magician, he was like
fur.
A monkey.
He eats the fur, yeah.
You
yeah,
eat
what,
the fur?
What the fuck?
From saying.
Okay, whoa. You hold off, Tanner. You hold off there.
I don't think you're supposed to eat that.
Well, I ate it. It tastes fine. I looked it up. It said it has good fiber and it's like good. It's all that shit. Tanner, why are you saying that? Earlier I asked you and you said it's fine.
No, I didn't. I literally didn't.
You did! We were just on the couch! And I said I said don't.
No, I did not. I did not say it was fine. I said the same thing. I said, wait, you eat the fur? And then I was really confused about it.
No,
Brock,
I
do you eat the fur on a kiwi?
No.
Okay.
Like I peel the hell.
You're the first person I've met that does that.
I just Well, actually, maybe I do.
You just go.
I use a spoon,
and then you like take the skin away.
Yeah.
I cut it in half, and I use a spoon to scoop out the.
Yeah, because like with potatoes, the skin is the best part. Like it has all the vitamins. You can actually eat
oftentimes. I would say
I'm gonna look up my Google search because
I need to know. I was told by my mom, and this is why I freaked the fuck out when Larry ate the entire like half a kiwi.
I too. Yeah, I too.
I was told. My mom was like, "Yeah, you're gonna get like you're gonna get constipated if you keep on eating." If you eat that outside shit, don't eat that. And I was like, oh God, okay. And I never did. So
Larry didn't believe me, but I said it was cyanide. It was all cyanide. He was gonna die.
No, shut up.
Yeah, you did.
No, Larry, there's still time. Get to the hospital. No,
you can go, bro.
Yes, kiwi skin is edible. It contains valuable nutrients such as fiber, vitamin C, and antioxidants.
That blows my mind. Fiber makes you poop.
However, only
that's what I'm saying.
You can't poop.
Well, it does say, however. However, some may find the texture of kiwi skin unappealing. Additionally, it can contain calcium oxalate crystals, which may cause mild irritation in some individuals.
And you're supposed to wash it. You're supposed to wash it thoroughly before.
Dude, if they're serving it at a restaurant,
bro,
come on.
But you don't really normally eat the skin.
I don't know. All I know is that I had a bunch of meat. How? And I think I have a pimple in my butt. But I have a bunch of meat. Oh,
God, you're falling apart, kid. I can't poop. I got a pimple on my butt. No, I can't do it. I can't do it no more.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, but you know, we're nearing Christmas season though, so it's getting cool, and Texas is getting a little bit cold. Apparently, it's gonna be the coldest in a long time.
Dude, it's gonna be below freezing next week. I'm pretty sure here already.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
That is
Grunk.
Literally crazy.
There was a crazy ass weather thing I saw, and it was like a coin flip of having a normal winter or a really chaotic, insano winter. And it landed on insano chaotic.
Grunky, is your cat underneath
Northern
the blanket right now?
No, look at him.
Talooey.
I see him. I see the little head.
I see the little head peeking
out. It looks like there's like two hills, and like it looks like they're both underneath it.
No.
I just said eight times.
Wait, do you see that?
Yeah, that's
it. Is that another
one? Ear.
Yep, that's
it. Oh, no
way.
They're so cool. They're so cool. Oh, look at those.
Shut up, Fly React.
Happened.
Oh, shit.
What?
Something happened. Oh, look at that. He's up now.
What happened? Oh, hi.
I just got them a new cat tree, and they haven't really used it yet. And I gave them major upgrades the past couple of days. I got them a new cat tree, and I gave them like one of those window hammock things.
They have to
use the window hammock, but I put the cat tree right next to the window hammock, so once they get on that, they should just be able to go on.
Wait,
that.
It's the window hammock that's inside, right? Not like
Yeah.
Whoa. Sorry, Isaac's video fucking scared the fucking.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be slowing down. Halloween was like 2 days ago.
Bidet. Sorry. I got a bidet.
How was that?
Bidets are cool.
It hurts my bum. Our water pressure is crazy.
Like, I think you can actually, turn like, it down.
Yeah.
Does it come out of your nose?
But Camden is like, he said that he literally like can't shit anywhere else now. Like he has become severely attached to the thing.
Ooh,
because it cleans you so good and it like gets everything out of your butthole. Like it does.
Butthole.
Out of your butthole.
And it saves a couple of trees.
Yeah.
Save a tree or two.
Treat and
save it does. See, my method is I do an initial wipe. Then bidet.
Bingo.
A clean wipe. And then.
Like a dry pat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dry. You can't
leave you dripping.
Yeah, low key, like a wet butthole. Nah,
my drip is like, brown and wet in my butt.
Nah.
Yeah, baby. No, but yeah, this October, or I guess Halloween, aside from the fact that I fell asleep and missed completely everything that happened that night. Which is not it. But yeah, that did happen. And that was pretty fucking funny. I was supposed to go out. It was supposed to have a fun time because I think we had, posted the podcast, posted the gaming video, and I was like, shit, you know, the job's done, right? The job's done. Made a cool little trailer for the video and all that. And I told myself, okay, because I was up since, I think it was like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., and so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a nap so I can get ready for tonight because tonight's gonna get. So I go take a nap, and when I wake up, it's 5 a.m. and I hear the birds chirping. And I wake up to messages like, yo, are you still coming, bro? I was like, oh shit, fuck.
I asked you 3 times if you. Actually, no. I asked you once about a dinner I had.
When?
That you were going to... Oh, it was like a few minutes before you had to leave, but you were like, And when you, it's like...
I wasn't
like,
even probably conscious.
Yeah, no,
bro.
You weren't.
My
you
eyes
weren't.
Were like two different directions.
Yeah, if you in bed, that's usually a sign that you're not going anywhere. If you respond, you're like, yo, that...
Dude, I like, used to be like that. Oh my God. How the times
used to,
have
yeah,
gone
it's,
old.
You try to like act as normal as possible when I find you. And like,
sleeping. And now I kept getting feedback and they were like, yeah, you did a pretty poor job at it. We knew you were asleep. I was like, okay. all right. I'll give up the gig.
So, all right. Y'all caught me.
Yeah. All right. I was asleep. Okay. But I'll be up. I don't remember that though. Apparently Tanner was screaming next to my room as well, and I didn't get up from that.
Yeah, because we were downloading sounds for the skeleton for the trick or treaters. It was so loud. It was like,
you're better than that. Come on.
That was how. That's how. Oh.
I heard it.
I just see this huge blue bar on my Audacity.
No, man. Oh, I see.
Did you yell? That did not come through, bro.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do it again.
Wow. Oh, I saw it cut away.
I could hear it out of my earphones than I can't hear in Discord. It did not work.
Yeah, I slept through it all. But I mean, it's whatever. I didn't even have a costume ready. I was this close to doing the
Peacemaker?
No. It's the Hereditary. I was gonna do the very end where he has the crown and he's a broken nose.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, a little easy to put together a costume. But then I fell asleep. So
you could have used my crown right there.
Well, I was like, should I make the crown first or should I break my nose first? I don't know. I was trying to weigh the options. And it didn't end up happening. But it's fine.
I mean,
Christmas coming up, though. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be the first Christmas and Thanksgiving where I'm just going to be home because my family's going to be in Mexico for both holidays.
Oh, wow.
Damn, bro.
Which is like...
Horror.
It's fine. And that's gonna be it for the podcast. Willie just got back.
Hey, everyone.
Oh,
I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
Hey, buddy.
Oh.
Hey.
Wait, hold on. Before we switch topics too fast from Halloween, I got a rant about my Halloween costume that showed up a week after Halloween.
Is that what that was on the fucking table?
Yeah, dude. So I ordered this like, it was like a Spider-Man mask, but it wasn't just like mesh. It was, I wouldn't even bother, dude.
Come on.
I mean, you can. Yeah, all you can go get it. So what happened was, first of all, I ordered that and a Peacemaker helmet. It was just like, you know, I'm here now. May as well get something else so it all comes. It'd be funny. And the Peacemaker thing showed up well before Halloween. But the Spider-Man mask was super late.
Peacemaker?
Was already like, damn.
What is that?
Peacemaker?
John Cena.
You're going to love that show. You got to watch that, dude.
Is it good?
It is good. It's very silly. It's fun.
What's the one where he's like
Dwayne the Rock Johnson is the worst actor? What?
What's the one where he's like the president and then the plane crashes and he's going through like these random European, you know what I'm talking about, like countries trying to get back home?
I have no idea.
It was like a recent movie. No, no one knows about that.
No,
I don't know.
Okay. I'm crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Hold on, I'll show you guys.
It wasn't mesh. The helmet. Sorry, the helmet wasn't mesh. It wasn't just like. There it is.
Oh, Spider-Man.
So,
oh my lord.
Dude, just imagine when I was visited in this hospital.
So the piece that's missing holds it all together and makes it look proportionate and everything. Oh, but yeah, it's not on the back of Larry's head right now. It's supposed to. But what happened was the helmet inside warped, and then because of that, a bunch of like components got unattached from each other and it just showed up looking like a mess. I just got an email. They're like, yeah, you could buy a hot glue gun from the hardware store. You can like, just put it in water that's hotter than 100 degrees Celsius and it'll remold back to its original shape.
No way.
I didn't know that. I need to test that out, obviously, but it just sucks because the costume or whatever I wanted to do for some social media stunt showed up a week later broken. It just, it's big, big plunder. So I'm
focused
on
Christmas
right now.
Dude, it looks like I got punched really hard and now my head is like molded.
Yeah, you look like, you look at those derpy Spider-Mans from like way back in 2018.
Spooderman.
Spooderman, is that you? Spooderman, remember that?
Yes, oh, bro, I love Spooderman.
So yeah, massive plunder. It doesn't usually look like that. It has like a support in the back that keeps it all, I guess, looking
fortunate,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All shapes,
it also has right? magnets on the inside that allow for the spikes.
What
the spikes,
the spikes
to be.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's a Liberty Spike one.
Yeah. Oh my fuck.
And I had to take them out. That. And a bunch of magnets already fell out. So I just have to make it myself again.
Oh my god, it's like stuck.
And it's
my
the
head.
5th of November. Everyone's already like focused on Christmas trees. Oh my god, Peter Parker.
Yeah,
hey everyone.
I love you, Peter. I love you.
Hey Pete.
Hey.
I love you.
Swinging around.
I'm eating a poke bowl right now. I'm listening. I'm a viewer right now. I'm watching.
Oh, okay. D1 podcast.
Oh, give me a bite of that.
I'm so hungry.
Please. Come over. Come over. Leave your room. Come over here and give me a bite and go back. Please. Please.
Uh-huh.
So, are we going to do a Friendsgiving?
Shut up. What are you saying?
Friendsgiving? Mm-hmm. I'm down for
Friendsgiving. Is that what people do nowadays? They do Friendsgivings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm doing it with our neighbors.
Mm. Hey, wait, what if we all went to you for
the one downstairs?
That'd be sweet. No, the ones down the street.
Oh my god.
Well, hell yes.
Dude, all of our neighbors are awesome. They're all awesome.
Yes. Were they okay when the fire alarm went off? I feel bad about that
yeah,
still.
Yeah. They said don't. I said don't worry. Nothing is on fire.
Like, okay. Oh, for the
yeah.
Isaac,
that was crazy.
When is that video coming out, Isaac? You know. Public.
Yeah, it is. I don't know when it's coming out, but I am absolutely murdering, like the second stage of editing on it.
I'm so in love with you for that.
I'm just going through it. They're really. There's a lot going on, dude. There's so much
stage.
Going on.
People keep trying to crack down your editing code, man. What's the Give us the
Second
keys.
Stage?
Give us the
no,
keys.
That's zooms and VFX and shit.
Mm-hmm. He gets me for the zooms and VFX and the subtitles and the cuts. And then
Tanner like,
finalizes it.
Yeah, he points over my shoulder. He's like, yeah, right there. You want to zoom in?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like Young
like
Thug.
Young and, Thug and Dirk.
Yep. There it is.
Dirkio.
Right
mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that editing shit, by the way, like... Yeah,
mm-hmm. Nick, yeah. You are mm-hmm. You're just the most contributing guy. Yup. Mm-hmm. Yup.
You know what? Fine. Instead of looking rude, I'm going to say what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I get a phone call because my car is getting aligned and I have
lined up.
Come on, baby.
Come on, bang. You get a call about
That's
your car.
They call you Big T.
Bro, I woke up this morning. Morning at fucking 7:30 in the morning to drop it off.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Mm-hmm. I woke up early today too. I woke up at 5 today. Yeah, early bird gets the worm.
I woke up at 9, went to bed at 1.
Show off.
8:30.
You woke up at 8:30?
Yeah.
What did you do in the morning?
9. Red Chainsaw Man for 4 hours.
Absolutely. Really?
Absolutely.
Genuinely.
No, that's seriously, that's how so it is. Tough. Like, that's
it flies
exactly
by.
What happened.
Like,
it does.
I just recently read JoJo Part 7 as well, which I think I might have talked about. But that was so far, but it took me a long time to get through. But I think it was because the chapters were so much longer, and there was also way more talking. But in Chainsaw Man, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Sometimes they did some talking, but mostly it's like a lot of action or
what
funny shit. Yeah. Is Berserk? Oh, dude, isn't Berserk like? Like crazy, like
it's a pretty
is crazy, but
it's
awesome.
A pretty touchy one for,
but it's
for
awesome.
the average
but it's
anime
awesome.
Hit.
But it's awesome.
It's awesome.
But it's
there's
awesome.
So much to read through, guys. So much to read through. So much to read through. I'll get on JoJo if you say it's worth it. I'll get
dude,
on.
Dude, you could literally just read Part 7 and be completely content.
People say that a lot. I don't understand that.
It's because Part 6, there's a stand that reset the entire universe.
So none of the things that happened before matter.
They are. It's just the alternate universe of the characters.
That's so odd.
No, it's good though. It's good though. Like, trust. It's good.
I've only heard great things about it, but the way that people kind of like explain it, they're like,
dude,
all right. So if you're reading, like, yeah, Loki, the first three don't even matter.
Like, and then watching it, like, okay, if you're gonna watch it, skip it. Yeah, it's like,
the fuck that.
Two
just don't
parts
even
are kind of poo poo doo doo, but part three is when they get stands, and that's when it becomes like actually awesome.
Like, why is there somebody like damn fucking?
I wonder if the artist got like really super popular, and he had like hard pivot and make it really crazy. Like,
bro,
tap into some crazy.
He pivoted
spirits
on it. Great. He did a great job with that pivot.
I heard, what was it called? Steel Ball Run or something like that.
Yeah, that's part.
Is that the new one that's coming out?
No, that's a new anime.
So like the animation version
adaptation,
of
which will be crazy. Chapter. Also, holy cow, it's gonna be so good, dude.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'll get into it. I'll read the whole thing. I'll do it just so I can get it, because then it leaves me like wondering.
Yeah.
Even
like,
if it's bad.
Oh, what's this?
The only thing
there's one part in part seven where like you low key should read part three, I think.
Fuck, I'll go through all of it. There's only one like thing that I tried watching and I've said it many, many times already and I still haven't tried it again. Black Clover. It was Black Clover. That was the only thing I tried watching. Because Nick suggested to me like a lot. It was like years ago, bro. You suggested to me years ago.
This is years ago. This was back when anime, the bar was kind of a little lower.
Yeah. You know? Their movie was really good. Well, is that a pig? Fuck. Happy holidays.
Oink, oink,
that's
oink.
So awesome.
Yeah, I tried watching it and then that fucking annoying kid bothered me bad.
Asuka is really annoying until like episode 25.
Yeah, I hate hearing that too. He just
what changes?
Well, one,
he gets
enough feedback.
Grimoire, he gets his grimoire, and then he starts to finally get a little strong. I remember, bro. It's like episode 70 is really good or something like that.
episode 70 is pretty good.
Yeah, well, episode like 458 at one.
One Piece Naruto.
I'm coming up on episode 70. I know something good happens here. And then episode like 120 something, 150 something. Like,
bro, episode 1015, one of the greatest episodes.
Oh yes, dude. 1015. That's my. Those are my birthday initials.
Driving in the desert, and you find one good diner.
I'm on episode like 13. I'm like, grung, this shit sucks, bro. Episode 1000.
Trust
all of One Piece at the beginning is fantastic. Like One Piece up until time skip is some of the hello.
Oh my god, you're fading.
Camera's associated.
Like up until time skip, it's probably one of the great ever.
Yeah, because I stopped at the new Fishman Island. I was like,
that's some ass. Yeah,
I hated it. I couldn't watch anymore.
Ass. What's the ass part? Is it just a lot of like? Because I heard
the villain uses performance-enhancing drugs. That's the villain.
Yeah, he uses
in a
like
world
it's like Hardy Jones Jr. or whatever his name is. Yeah. Like, I hate him.
But people are saying he could come back in a big way.
Okay. Big way. Question.
Is like an article you read?
Yeah.
If you had to mold all of the arcs in One Piece to be a perfect burger, including some of the bad stuff, what would you say it is?
What are you asking?
What's the patty? What's the patty of One Piece? What's
Water 7 in Innie's Lobby.
Oh, Water 7.
Marineford also.
Marineford, yeah.
Marineford.
Come on now.
Those are the top three in the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, but
and then Wano's close behind
that. Assign them
that.
Something in a burger.
Fishman Island's a tomato slice.
No, yeah. Like a thin and juicy
like
one, but bad.
A lot of
juicy
seeds, dried out tomato
really
slice
gross
on a burger.
Yeah, Loki, everyone be picking that shit out and flicking it to the side.
I think you guys are missing what I'm trying to say.
Well,
we're,
it's a
we're
really
making a burger.
Question.
That's a vague.
I'm hungry.
Bit of a vague question.
Okay. When you think of a burger, you need patty and bun. That's like bare minimum, right? So, like, what's the best? Like, which you need those two arcs.
I'm saying Water 7 and
8. Oh.
Okay.
Is Water 7 the underwater one?
No, it's the one.
Now,
with,
now start.
The
now
one
start
with
layering.
Robin.
Add some lettuce.
Oh my god! Yeah.
And the cheetah. The cheetah. Yeah, I remember that.
I want to be free. Some shit like that.
I want to live, dude.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Silent. They're quiet.
But that one is so fire. And then what else is necessary? Wano's
cheese
on there for sure.
Cheese you can have.
Okay, so what's the bun and what's the patty? Okay,
the bun has
Water
to be
7,
season one.
Water 7 is...
yeah, the bun would have to be season
is
one.
Is the burger. And then... Innie's Lobby's the bun, and then
which one? There's two of those.
Dude. Yeah, this is like
this is really this is like
I
the
just,
worst
I think
one
I just
we've
repeated
had to do.
Myself over and over.
Those words,
those words clash like a whole burger, like tomato, like lettuce.
And JoJo Part 7 is peak. Chainsaw
That's
Man
a burger. It make that to a burger.
And dude, it's actually kind of saddening. The One Piece fandom, I feel like, is losing the plot entirely. Like, they don't even know the plot. They just want flashy colors and like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
all,
okay.
Yeah, when like, do they find the One Piece? Is that possible?
It's going to happen, but like, it bro, is. It's just like, I think the greatest, I don't know, man. It's just everyone's heart is in the wrong
spot. I'll be real. When I saw how animated Gear 5 was and how like, you said something that clicked with me. You said like, it was edible. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. It was like low-key very edible. It was so easy.
And yeah, and it's awesome. But it's also like it takes away.
It set the bar so high that it's impossible to keep up with that standard.
Yeah.
At a normal pace where it's like a weekly thing.
It's fucked. Dude, I heard rumor they're going to switch to 26 episodes a year.
What?
Like not go weekly,
is that
seasonal.
A lot or is that little?
That's well, nothing. Now they do like 52.
Yeah, like every week, you know? So it's every other week
they're
now?
Weekly, or it might be every other week or just half the year they're putting out. Because remember, they took 6 months off last year.
They did, and they came back hammering, bro. They came back
but
with
then
big
they
bang.
Didn't.
Yeah. It like caught up, and then they're like, we're lazy still.
Oh, man. Like, people even care anymore?
Damn. You know what I liked? I liked Thriller Bark. People will disagree with me, but Thriller Bark was
Thriller
really
Thriller
funny.
Bark's a vibe. It's a vibe at
it's
the
chill.
End of the day. Gecko Moria.
It's just kind
of
funny.
Yeah.
Is Nick fucking asleep?
He's on the phone.
This guy's doing everything but talking.
He's
on a podcast.
He's eating. He's on a phone.
His whole food. And he's
Holy
crap.
This is the first his first episode
to be
back.
Fair, this is like a good demonstration of just like the shit that just goes on like having multiple projects on going on all at live at the same time. Woo boy, that should be tugging at you all over the damn fucking place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can bring up what was going on.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We're talking about how many projects, how many things you do a day. And we all I didn't know you're airing that video yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to like add on to that or talk about it a little bit more, or do you just want to let it go and breathe?
Yeah. Obviously, I think I've talked about it here, definitely, that I've been rebuilding a car for like a year.
What?
And now comes to... Yeah.
Hey, you.
You look scary.
What?
Come on,
that
man.
Good. That was good. Do that again, though. I'm going to take a bite. Go ahead. Do that again.
Okay.
No!
What?
God damn it, dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so look.
You shouldn't be allowed to eat during podcasts.
We shouldn't keep out the... Shut up, dude. Anyway, moving on. So...
shut up.
Anyway. So, yes, I've been rebuilding this car, and it is time to stop hoarding...
I'll be reaching for that fork again.
I'm reaching for Pokemon cards. It's time... Okay, I'm going to keep my hands here. It is time for me to post the footage. I have, like, I think 3 or 4... Like, basically, I filled an entire, like... HDD external. Or whatever external drive of just like the footage. So now it's time to like cut it all down and post that. And that's been taking some time to do, to be honest. Huh?
How has it been going through all the footage though? Is it like reminiscing? Like, damn,
it is. Wow. It is. Like, I remember the very first dude,
bunnies.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you forget how much? Because, like, you know, when you go through like a big rigorous project, when you're on the last legs, you're just thinking about fucking like. Letting go. It's like you want to wrap it up and then you want to let it go.
Well, that's what happened. So I started this project being a cameraman for myself, getting a cameraman, and then I end up just resorting back to a GoPro because I'm like, dude, this is taking so much time. Imagine being in like a really hot garage for like 12 hours in a day, you know, here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Long sleeves, whatever. It's just tiring, man. Oh, so filming, doing the car, it became pretty challenging.
Can I ask you a question?
But, yeah.
So, there are some times where you kind of underestimate the time that it might take for something. And this could be anything from, like, travel to, like, eating.
Yeah.
How quickly did you think that this would take?
5 months.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That is
5 month parlay. So,
that's not bad at all.
So here's the thing. I went into this. This was back, if we were to like wind back, because this is what I kind of brought up in the video. If we were to go backwards a little bit, group decides hiatus. We've made it very clear. I wanted to keep recording, but some people were not really in the vibes for it. And that's totally fair. So what I decided to do was, for some reason, rent a garage and buy a crash damaged car, partially because I wanted to see how hard it was, partially because I wanted to try something new. And I thought I didn't have a plan on rebuilding it. I didn't have a plan on like anything. And so, getting that car, I had my dad and me work on it on Black Friday last year. Actually, we worked on it for the first time Black Friday. And then, and then the car sat for like 2 months, did nothing with it for like 2 months. Cause I didn't have the tools or anything like that. I didn't even know what I was doing. Mm. Like this is back when I had no knowledge of the difference between a nut and a bolt. Or like a screw and a bolt, you know what I'm
There's
saying?
A difference.
Like, screw and a bolt has a difference.
Oh, yeah. Fuck out of my fucking ear.
You screw and bolt.
On God.
Very different. Very
so. Like hearing like 10 millimeter just like scared the shit out of me. Like I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what an impact. I didn't know anything. So it became a very, very much a like learning thing throughout time. And yeah, so all of that I have to edit down, and I'm gonna try and actually get it out for Black Friday because I feel like that'd be a fun way to tie it all together.
Wait, when is Black Friday?
The 27th.
It's after Thanksgiving.
It's in What's 2 weeks. Oh. That's crazy, bro. If you actually lock in,
if anyone can do it, Willie can.
Yeah, but you got to think, how fun would that be if I could tie it all back together?
It'd be super fun.
This day, 1 year ago, I started taking this car apart. And you know what I'm saying?
Welcome back! 1 year ago, I started a pro.
Yeah, please. Just like that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Dude,
then
if
you're
he's coughing
gift it
now,
to your best friend T.
Oh, you're so gracious, man.
That dude, I will say this now, it is definitely a passion to like work on these cars and stuff. And you guys know me, when it comes to fucking doing different things, man, like I am not afraid to try
the Willy
things.
Side quest.
The Willy side quest. I mean just the I'm Willy like balls afraid. To the wall.
I'm still waiting for the Cisco videos.
Remember when we were in Oh god. Oh, God. Do you remember when we were in Japan, dude?
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And we rented the cars, and I, like, drove on the other side of the road confidently as hell.
Yes.
You did do that. I'd be terrified.
You were so perfect in driving on the other side.
Yeah, you're my brave big boy.
And Isaac, why couldn't you drive, Isaac?
Because I'm too big.
Shut up. That is not
too big and strong.
Go ahead, Isaac. Say it.
I don't know how to drive stick.
No.
That's also not what happened.
What happened?
You forgot your
20... bleep that.
You forgot your international driver's license.
Oh yeah!
Oh my god, that's smuggling right.
Drugs.
Why did I have to get one? I didn't leaked. Even drive anything.
Yeah. We were gonna drive the
go-karts.
Mario.
Oh yeah,
Super Mario and real go-karts.
Oh my god! And Larry forgot. Oh wait, never mind. Larry didn't have one.
I didn't have an international driver's permit. I forgot mine back at the hotel after we drove. No, rode in the bullet dude. Train to Kyoto.
Yeah,
dude.
Greg, we drove the go-karts.
Well, Mitchell... Go ahead, Tanner.
I was going to say, like, I got props when I was driving on the Mario Kart things because it was in, like, the downtown Kyoto and stuff, and the light changed, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I like, floored it, and everybody else floored it, and they're like, good job, good job. I was like, oh, my God. Because if I started braking, I would have, like, fucking skirted it out.
Power was crazy. Silly time.
I missed it. That was so fun.
We should go back. Let's go back right now.
Mitchell and I, Pulsefire, just booked the trip to Amsterdam on January 1st, and we're going to go to Hamburg, Copenhagen, and Stockholm.
Woo!
It's going to be an 11-day trip.
Copenhagen, I was watching, there's a movie series called Pusher, and it takes place in Copenhagen, I believe.
Whoa.
It's a very brutal movie, I'll say that much. It's like it's like about like all these like drug dealers and shit. But it's kind of like it's like a drug dealing slice of life, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Drug dealer slice of life, like Train Spotting.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit more grounded, and I guess you could say like it gives off like a very budget consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, like a, but you know, it's a great watch, brutal watch, but great watch. Yeah, that sounds like
did Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Dude, I want to travel again, join you guys.
Dude, Larry. Yeah. Come on with us. Guys, tag along. It'll be fun.
Paranormal when? Activity?
Paranormal Activity had a $10,000 budget, Larry.
January 1st to 11th.
Oh, honestly?
Let's go. Let's go.
Honestly? Hold
Let's
on.
Let's go.
Yeah. Book the tickets.
Hold on.
Honestly?
All right, Stockton hold on, and Hamburger, here
making,
we come.
Making plans on the podcast right now as you guys are watching.
Yeah, classic. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Isaac, you got the flights, right? Right now?
Already booked.
I'll have to run it with or run it by Mitchell, but that could be a vibe.
Oh,
that would be.
You gotta
super
check
fucking...
in. You gotta check in with M.
Check in. Make sure it's all G.
Yeah. Yeah. All, big
if
M.
If you live in Stockholm, let us know if we gotta check in with you.
The
in freaking the comments.
Tickets that we bought, the planes are already booked, and like, it's
they
crazy.
Can,
like,
they can make some room
like,
for us. You ever see yeah, those true. Like offering $2,000 for
$1,000 or plane ticket?
Yeah.
Dude, when we went to Sweden last year. Bro, we paid so much money for the plane tickets. It was insane. Like
how much?
We got first class for and it because it was cheaper than like economy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, which what? I've never seen before. It was like $200 cheaper. But
how much was it?
$2,400 for one ticket.
Wow.
How much?
$2,400
for one ticket.
Round trip? Round
Is that
trip?
Round trip?
Yeah.
That's,
that was freaking crazy. But
that is,
honestly,
yeah.
It was pretty good. Because
did you take a cruise there?
We got first class. I don't know. We didn't. I don't know. The first we got first class on the way back. And bro, like we somehow lined up our like the day before we left, we stayed up like all night just because. And then the flight
As
back, we just slept. And we got home in the morning after like a full night's rest on the airplane, and our sleep schedule was instantly fixed. Like. As soon
damn
as
dude
and like
oh. Damn
and I was only able to sleep because of the like reclining seats in first class, and like I remember the little British lady coming up like three times like, hey, do you want dinner? And
yep.
I was like, yeah, no. Yeah, I want dinner. And then like it, and then I fell back asleep, and then she came back and it with like the most disgusting looking plate of food ever.
Aww.
And
that's
she's
a
like
vibe.
Your dinner's here. And I was like, thank you. And then I ate and then went back to bed. And,
yeah.
And that was
yeah,
funny.
Dinner. Thank you.
Oh, there's another. Oh, yeah. So we had a connecting in Heathrow Airport, London Heathrow, which is probably the worst place on planet Earth.
Don't go there.
And it was funny. When we were looking for flights
worse
this
than
time
Newark?
Around. Yeah. It's like the contrast of people from like Sweden to London Heathrow Airport, it's like night and day. It's like.
Yeah.
Like for lack of better terms, it's like going from angels to ogres.
I can translate to Willie's language. Nick, that's like the Camden, New Jersey of airports.
Yeah.
In, over there.
Listen, I loved Jersey Airport very much. It was nicer than Seattle Airport. I'll tell you that much.
You can say that.
Like
again.
You guys had like you I had like whole robots and like it was crazy.
Dude, did you guys see what's going on? They're like entire fleets
yeah.
of people. They're
yeah,
like
there
landing
Houston
them. They're not even flying anymore.
A mess.
George
right
Bush.
Now.
George Bush.
I go to Canada
right
in like 2 weeks.
Wait, what
it's,
are you talking about?
Government shutdown. TSA is just
yeah.
not.
They're not getting
it.
Paid.
It's,
right.
yeah, it's been getting fucked
that's
up.
Right.
There's just they're just like hordes of people. Like
yeah.
Long?
Air traffic control. Bro. No. Don't worry. That's. I don't think you'll be dealing with that in 2 months, buddy. Don't worry.
Dude, it's been like eight
dude. It's been 36 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could
yeah,
go. You're gonna run outside right now and then go back inside.
You could probably like hitchhike to Sweden before,
dude. But I'm pretty like, sure that I'm pretty sure American Airlines didn't. Maybe this could be wrong. Did they down all their planes? Are they just not doing it anymore?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
down
the ATC
like
guys,
they're not flying anymore.
They're not flying at all. Air traffic controls. Air traffic controls are all volunteers. They're not getting paid a single dime. TSA workers are just like nowhere to be found. It feels.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the airline right now. They're like, they want them to work without pay.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna retract my statement.
Oh, thank God. I would hate misinformation on this informational podcast.
I did a potential. I'm trying. Look, as I'm growing up and as the internet's just being super fucking easier to like just headline read, I'm trying not to headline read as much. You know, trying not to be like a headline reader. You know,
one of the headlines I read was that there's a donation. I was trying to tell you, Nick, before the podcast, there's a donation to the University of Austin, $100 million. They made a vow to not take government money or funding and to cut tuitions. Yeah, not charge tuitions at all. They're just taking that $100 mil and they're running with it. In?
That's crazy. Fuck. Dude, what's her face?
I want to go, man. I want to go.
Kelly Welch.
Kenzie I forget her last name, but she is the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. She's been donating hella.
To what?
She just donated like $80 million to Howard University.
Oh shit, dude! You know what? Okay, speaking of schools, I'm Solange? I don't know why I'm forgetting the name. Solange. Beyonce's sister. She's a teacher now in California. Which kind of op, because she's from like Texas. Like, what the hell? kind of op. Well, she's from Houston, Texas. Like, what do you know in California?
What are you teaching? Doing over there in California?
Teach over here. But no, she's a teacher right now, and I think she's doing music. She's teaching music over in L.A., which is like, that's fucking sick, bro. Hmm. That's fucking sick. Guys, being a teacher.
I mean, that's
cool.
I
can't imagine it.
But why not teach in Houston at the big H?
I think I know why.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. I lied.
Oh.
You sounded like you were seeking answers, and I was going to bullshit.
Well, go ahead.
Why? So the World Series happened this past week.
Yes, it did, buddy. What'd you think of it?
And thanks to our sponsor, Budweiser, for today's video.
Really?
And High That's Stakes, sweet. Where you can bet all of your money. And
bet
there's
your money,
a high
bitch.
Chance you get to get it back and more. Isaac hates baseball.
Can we,
I don't even know.
Can we get sponsored by Budweiser? You think they would take us
I'll
on?
Drink it. I'll fucking start drinking it. My pops, my pops
drink
drinks
beer?
It all. Believe it or not, I used to.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I remember. Larry goes to the library for the first time in years, and across the street's a bar. He walks downstairs, and he's like,
holy fuck. I fall for the sign.
What do
I fall for the sign that says drinks after books.
He gets drunk
books.
Off of beers, and Isaac has to go pick his ass up.
Yeah. Dude, you ever tell that story? That was a funny ass
story.
Yeah,
I think we briefly talked about
that. I got into the whole beers. I mean, I didn't like them, but it was just like a great way to socialize with some of the local folks there, which was kind of awkward because I was like pretty damn young compared to everyone. And I was
like half the age of the average bar goer.
I was just trying to make power. All I remember, shout out to Bobby, bro. He hooked me up low key because when I turned 21.
How do you remember his name?
When I turned 20, because I remember. Dude, I forget her name, and I'm so sorry I forgot your name, but there's this lady.
She's watching right now, bro.
Oh, my God. There's this lady who attended me, and I remember she was, like, talking to me about, like, the bar, and then she turned around. She's like, over there? That's Bobby. And then he went back, and he's, like, this big, tall dude, and he's, like, quiet as a mouse. And he's, like, and that's all I remember, like, that interaction. And then Bobby, I was like, okay, Bobby, tall, quiet, giant. Kind of like Shawshank Redemption, you know,
was
that type of vibe.
Different Bobby, don't worry.
Yeah, different Bobby. But what was I going to say? Oh, they hooked me up when I turned 21. I went there and I was like, hey, turn 21. I don't know shit about beer. Let me know. And they're like, okay. So then they had all these cups laid out for me. Or like it was like shots, actually.
Wow.
With like different beers. And they were telling me like, all right, these are sours. These are fucking crowers. And these are blowers.
Towers.
And then I had them, and then they're like, what do you think? And I was like, I like the sours. They're pretty dang
didn't
good.
Didn't you get, like, almost shit-faced off of sampling beers? Because you just turned 20.
No,
the story was, like,
you just turned
21.
He ended up getting a big handle afterwards, bro. He ended up getting a big glass.
Well, okay, so there was a few times that I got really drunk there. There was two I remember. There was that one time where you had to pick me up, Isaac. There's another time when I went. And dude, it was so funny because I got done editing the podcast at the library. I put my laptop in my backpack, walk over to the bar. I get really drunk. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm like low-key stuck in this town. So then I sit on the bench and I take out my notebook and like a pencil and I start drawing what's in front of me. And I'm like, oh, dude, this sucks. So then I close it and then I go across to this cafe and then I sit down and I get like I think I get a croissant and like a coffee. And then I sit down, I open my laptop, and I'm just, like, scouting through, like, fucking websites. And I'm eating this croissant, and I'm still drunk. And I'm like, how much longer do I have to, like, withstand all of this? And then I start chugging a bunch of water. It was a really weird day. It was just a really, really
what time was
weird
that?
Day. Dude, it was
10 p.m.
I was low-key daytime drinking. It was like,
wow. Oh.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
if a cafe was open, that's it could have been early.
Yeah.
It was afternoon.
It was afternoon. Okay. But yeah. Okay. And it was funny too, because like, you know, there was a lot of people at that time. And I think people were just getting off of work and they were just like chilling. And I was trying not to like act a fool and like trying to be really, you know, like, I'm not drunk.
That's the that's the problem with when you do that, people can tell even more. When
yeah, you're not fucking drunk.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not drunk. I don't know why you think I'm drunk. I'm not drunk.
I'm not fucking drunk.
Drunk.
Okay.
So dude, sometimes I want a cop to ask me to do the tests while sober so I can fail them.
And yeah, see if you could like
recognize me and then you could wrong.
Fool them. I've always wondered that.
Yeah, I can't say my alphabet backwards for shit.
Damn, I was
dude, that's such a weird test. Like,
how can you?
Yeah.
Don't ask you to do that. That's unreasonable.
It's unreasonable.
Do they not?
They don't. They can't.
Like, I'll get through like Z, Y, X,
W.
That's it. That's all I
Z, Y, X, W, X,
Y, Z, X, Y, Z, Z,
Y, Z,
no, isn't it like Z, N, Y?
R.
Yeah, Z, N, Y.
O, N, O,
S,
X,
T, Y, S. No. X,
anyway, P, L, M, N, O, P.
And anyway,
like how if you skip through this podcast, it's
like, you land on this segment. Z,
it's like one piece, and then it's like Z, Y, X.
All of us at once saying the alphabet backwards, trying to prove to a cop that we are not drunk.
The invisible cop.
Dude, that was dude. Did you guys talk about our Las Vegas trip where when we were driving and we stopped at that gas station and Larry hit on the slot machine?
I won.
Did you guys talk about the giant drink that you got too?
No. Also,
wait, what did they give us? Oh, they let us fill it up. Remember?
Oh, let me go pee. Nick, try and go through like the different things you do remember, because we did go through stuff, but I'm sure there's something, right?
Look, that was a podcast I did not want to miss because that was such a fun-ass trip that I remember so much stuff from.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because I was driving as well. And when you're driving, you're kind of captain. You have to remember shit.
You have to be locked in.
The most awake. Yeah. I remember when we left Vegas. Go ahead.
I'm probably going to be leaving like at the hour mark just because we got to drive.
Get that movie.
And whatnot. But you guys can keep going. But that's just what I'm going to be doing.
Cool. Okay. Cool. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. We leave Las Vegas and we decide that we want to go on the outskirts of the outskirts of Vegas.
We wanted to go to the Badlands.
We filled up and we walk inside and there's this, I mean, it's like a pretty chill area. There's obviously slots and whatever in there. And we walk around, we get these canes. So we're walking, we put canes inside of the car. But we're walking around with the canes and there's this giant, big fucking, like, you ever see like those double gulp cups or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
From 7-Eleven.
Dude,
they're like
a trucker cup. Yeah. Dude, it was massive. And she let us fill it up for free. We got it. We spent so much money. I think we spent like, what, $150?
At least. Because we all bought walking sticks and
those were like $20 a piece or $15 bucks a piece. And then, we bought like a whole bunch of food and other shit like that. And then Larry goes and hits his first slot machine.
Baby, I had the lucky hand that day because holy shit, I hit Buffalo and then I got a bunch of free spins and then I fucking doubled the money. Isaac put in like 15 bucks. And I got back like $50.
Yeah.
And all I got to say is I get it.
You want to go back? Huh?
I get it. I get it now. Dude, but I will not be hitting it ever again because I'm up and I want to stay up. Yeah. And I want to say that I'm up.
I'm gonna be 1-0 forever.
Yes, exactly.
First time playing luck is real. By the way,
wait, it wasn't my first time. I remember me and Grunk were walking around scouting some machines, and then dude Grunk, do you remember like the lady would come up to us and be like, "Can I see some ID?"
Back in 2023.
Wait, did you show them? Wait, did I get in trouble? I got kicked out of like
you and I kept getting kicked out.
Yeah.
But I remember I would be like praying to God that they would like read it wrong. Because they had to do the math, so like I'd be like, okay.
I think that's right.
But no.
Yeah, alas.
They always got us.
Are you guys still like cool with Subway, or are you guys burnt out on Subway?
Burnt.
I still haven't.
I could
like
eat
Subway.
It every day.
Tanner, of all people, of course, is not burnt out of Subway.
For my birthday, I literally got a birthday foot long. And I was like, give me that. And I bought two sojus, and that was my little treat.
Oh, that's a vibe.
Yeah, I remember when we were first leaving LA, everyone in the car was like, yeah, we should stop at a Subway. And I was like, oh, dude, there's probably so many on the way. We'll go and stop. And we're driving and we look in our GPS for Subways and it says next Subway is in Las Vegas.
It's like 230 miles away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, dude, that was a total lie because we ended up finding some, remember?
Yeah, I think we were looking for
the gas
station.
They kept rendering in.
I don't know. Or that.
They were like spawning in as we were driving or something. And then I remember when we got to the one gas station. This was the one where we all ended up getting Subway. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Dude, my throat was killing me at the time. I remember
Is that when everyone was sick?
Yes. Wait, Grant, did you get sick?
Damn, boy. Damn, how the dude.
I was, yeah.
That's just rare.
Tables.
Because Grunk's usually the all these.
Yeah, I'm the super spreader.
I didn't even know how to talk for a second.
Yeah, it happens.
Grunk is. He, like every convention, it's like Grunk already comes like with a sniffly nose. We're like,
yeah.
Oh, dude, Yummy used to get so fucked up from Grunk.
Dude, it's so weird. Dude, he would always get so pissed.
He'd be like, fucking Grunk,
I cannot get sick.
Boogers.
I cannot get sick on this trip.
Yeah, he would never
sneeze. He'd be like,
yeah. Dude, he was in the same room. He put his shirt over his nose.
Yeah, he'd be like, dude.
Bro, it's so weird. For the past like many long weeks, I've had like just barely symptoms, like a stuffy nose sometimes. But then I take my allergy medicine, and I'm fine. So I can't tell if it's allergies or like a disease.
A disease.
Yeah, I might have a disease.
What disease would you have?
Dopeness.
Dopeness and swag disease.
Extra hella dope.
Fucking awesome. Super Drunk. Fucking awesome disease.
Super fucking awesome. Super extra hella dope shit.
Hard.
Epic hella dope
extra
shit.
Extra hella long hit.
So, Drunk, I don't know if they told you this on the drive, but every single time there was something beautiful about life, we said we wish that Grunk was there. And that Grunk would be loving
it. Yeah, there was a sunset we saw. Like,
oh. Sorry, did you say smoky hella bong rip? What did you say?
Smoking hella bong rip.
It's supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
Super freaking awesomeness, smoking hella bong rips.
I think that's what it is. It's either that or it's something else.
It was sweet, man. I really wish you were on that trip because that was like, to be fair though, it was a lot of desert.
The trip from Washington was beautiful. That was enough.
Gorge.
Love PST.
Yeah,
love
we low key hopped on the last like fifth of that journey that we did with you in that road trip, in this road trip that we just did.
Yeah.
So we got to see a lot of the same shit. We saw
we went to
the
that
big
town
mural.
With Billy.
Billy the Kid.
Yeah, Billy the Kid. The Billy the Kid town.
That town is literally like hanging on by a thread.
Three times in my life.
Yeah, their only source of income is the four people that get confused.
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
Grave.
It's like I can't not go without seeing Billy the Kid town.
Top 10 places to visit in Texas. Number one, Billy the Kid town.
Like they picked a town that the highway goes through, and it's like, okay. This is it.
All right, this is it.
Billy the Kid.
Oh, people still like him in 100 years.
I know. It's so crazy to have that impact. Like, he's literally everywhere. Like, murals of him. There's something merch, something like toys. It's like,
he probably wasn't a good guy either.
No, he was not. I don't think he was.
Dude, it's like the equivalent of, like, Smiling Friends and, like, fucking, what's his face? Prague.
Dude, did you watch the new episode?
No, I didn't.
I'm only three episodes in.
Dude, I've been liking the new season.
Wait, there was a premiere for the Cool Autistic Gamer video. What? And it's out! Cool Autistic Gamer.
Cool Autistic Gamer 774. Dude, we were on that shit.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
You gotta do your homework. Look him up. You gotta look it up on YouTube and just watch. I'm not gonna tell you any more, any less.
You'll know. You'll see.
Same with the viewers. If you guys are listeners, if you guys are listening,
is that the one who would insert himself?
But it was so well done. It looked like that. It makes me think. Freaking
It's getting really
they're
damn
in charge,
good.
They're in the lead of it. Yeah, it's getting way too good. Like,
dude, it was good a year ago. Because I literally have a clip. When I was cutting through clips, I found it, and it was like I came across this dude, but. it was so weird, the amount of like extra dialogue and extra animation that wasn't in the show that was being done made no sense, dude.
The second to last recent one, you have to watch it. I forgot what camera is on.
You
have to watch it.
Second to last recent one? Is that the one with the big rolling head?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I for real thought that was like actually from the show. I'm so serious.
Hey, man, I'm pretty dang sure.
It has to be. That's my parlay from 1 year ago.
What's up, Wilson?
What's up, Will?
I'm trying to put a pinpoint. I know we got to end here because Grunk's got to dip on out. But Grunk, I'm so excited. Trying to put a pinpoint for what did you guys actually fully get to talk about on that trip? Or did you guys just kind of like jump around and be like,
It was a kind of jump. It was exactly around what you just said. It was jump around.
Dude,
we
painted you as like a villain. Like, you have to go watch the full hour to understand what we were saying about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last
10
seconds.
Oh, my God.
That was just crazy. How we swore we wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Enjoy your movie, man.
We talked about the road trip, dude. Everything we could remember. It was like as much as we possibly could.
All right. I just remember that we were all like, that was the trip. And then it was like 30 minutes into the podcast.
We're like, shit. Shit.
And I was like, oh, no, we got to remember more. But
so much did happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like you said, though, you were the driver, so you were more aware of it. I'm Mr. Sleep, unfortunately, and I happened to have slept a lot of times.
I just remember you were sleeping and we would see you up, but you had your headphones on. So Isaac and I were in the front and we were fucking with you because you were all the way in the back.
It was so hard to hear you though.
Dude, Isaac and I would like mumble and you'd be like, what?
And then I'd be like, what? And then I look at Grant. I'm like, Grant, what are they saying? And they're like, don't even listen to them. They're fucking with you.
Yeah, like, they're trolling you.
Yeah, they're trolling you. I'm like, okay.
Oh, Grant's grounding the bit, dude. Boo. Don't
Grant
ground
is,
the bit.
Grant is king of
grounding.
Putting a period.
Yeah. He'll cut it right there and then he'll be like, actually, here's the joke.
Yeah, Nick would say something and then Larry would be like, what? And he'd just be like,
you fucking
just keep driving like nothing.
And then Isaac
would
say something and Larry's like, what? And then we look at each other and we just keep on going.
Wow. Poor Larry.
That's so evil.
Anyone think about what Larry felt like during that time or no?
Yeah.
Well, how about you? My head
sleepy. He was hungry for Cheetos.
Okay, so, hot Cheetos. So that bit was 30 minutes out of the 48 that we were in the car hours. So I think, I don't know if it's, I feel like
did
it's
you guys
awesome.
Talk about the? Did you guys even talk about the Mexican candies that we tried?
No, we didn't think so.
Dude, you guys are, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just Mexican candy. It wasn't like a prominent thing.
Dude.
Was it for you?
I'm going to step out, I think.
Yeah, we got to dip on out.
All right.
You guys can keep going if you want. I just have...
No, you're good. Go ahead.
All right.
We'll see you, dude.
And love y'all. I'm ending my recording here.
But all right. Ahead, adios.
Bye, Grunk. No, you
good. Go ahead.
Bye, Grunk. Bye, Grunk. Hey. Go to the movie. Let us know. Let us know.
Thanks for watching me on this Peace podcast. Love. Me specifically. All right. Bye.
Wait, right, so can we continue? Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm kidding. But before, I got to pee real quick. I'll just keep...
All right.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was being a meme.
Dude, you were being such a meme.
A meme.
Now that I'm thinking about a lot of the other stuff, we did miss a buttload of crap. I feel like
a buttload of crap.
We definitely did.
Dude, the amount of times that I had to pee was unbelievable. We never stopped on that trip one time where the tank got below half. That's how many times we stopped. That's like every 200 miles we stopped.
What do you mean?
I filled it up until like the meter stopped because it was like it would have went past. And I think the most money we put in the gas tank was $20.
Dude, it was insane. Did you guys talk about the Indian stop that we went to?
Was that in Flagstaff? Was that in Arizona?
No.
Wait. Yeah, it was because it was the Grand Canyon. We're like 30
was
minutes
that?
Away from the Grand Canyon.
That was Flagstaff?
Dude, I don't even remember.
No, that was like 20 minutes away from Flagstaff.
Dude, we get to this fucking... Yeah, remember? So we get to this restaurant, and we pull up to the gas station, and we want to go to the bathroom, and that guy must have been the owner or something, right?
Because he was renovating his like gas station, but he had the gas station food
connected
in like
to,
this trailer.
Yeah.
And people would go in there and walk out with snacks. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sweet. And then we had to ask for a bathroom. It was like, oh, yeah, right in the restaurant over there. I was like, oh, my God, he, like, knows everything.
Yeah.
And then we went to the bathroom, and I swear there's like no stall doors.
There was like two urinals ripped off.
Two urinals, like one stall. Off the wall.
Yep.
There was like caution tape over one.
There was a poop patty that we walked past to get inside the building.
Ew. Stop. Do you remember
that?
Was there really?
It looked like, yeah. It looked like there was hair on it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Dude, I didn't even see that or smell it. I was masked. So
I don't think it smelled, but it was pretty funny looking at that giant. Dude. It was like a perfect circular poop patty.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't
like the emoji?
Pretty much, but it wasn't that's like stacked up. Awesome, it wasn't stacked up. It was like if you pressed the emoji down.
Yeah, you pressed it down. It was just like a little emoji. Hockey puck.
It was like a was like a hockey puck Larry. Mud pie. It was like a mud pie.
Hey,
yeah.
Larry.
Hey.
Do you recall a poop patty at the gas station that we stopped
the
by?
Bathroom
with
the Grand Canyon? There's a poop patty on the floor.
You guys are throwing too much.
Oh, no. If you're talking about the Grand Canyon bathroom, I did not touch that at all. Like, I don't know.
No.
No,
the
I took
Grand
a picture
Canyon.
With you in the bathroom. I was flexing.
Do you remember the Indian restaurant we stopped at?
Where? Between when and
where? It
was
like gas station restaurant
right before
the Grand Canyon. We made a stop at a gas station, and then we're like, where's the bathroom?
Oh, my God. So is it the one where, Isaac, you took that mirror picture, and I was like, wash my hands? That one? Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did I say
yep.
It was a oh, my God. Patty. Isaac, was it that? Oh, my God.
Yes, it was. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Poop patty?
There was a poop patty on the walkway. Do you remember that, Larry?
What the fuck? Mm-mm. I remember there was a missing bathroom. There was a missing stall, and there was, like, tape all over it. That's about it. Okay. But I don't remember a patty.
And I went in there and I pooped and I made it crazy.
I don't know how the hell you're able to poop in these like really Rob Zombie-esque like bathrooms, bro.
Rob Zombie bathroom.
Bro, yes. These are like fucking dude. Look up like the first trap of Saw when they're in the bathroom. It's like that shit, and Tanner would take a crap in there. Like
I feel safe in there. It's like people
dude,
are just
that's how you get like fucking tinnitus.
I'm like, now it's my turn to destroy these.
That's
things.
How you
it's
get
my
herpes.
Turn to freaking poop.
Wait, so please tell me, because if you guys, this is my indicator that we are going to have to run through it all again. Because did you guys talk about the one bathroom where it was really tiny?
Are we talking about the one where the guy was like shitting his brains out?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah.
Because Tanner was like laughing. He wanted to say something.
I was like holding the laughter in my mouth.
Yeah.
You want to, hold on, let me get this straight. If we didn't talk about the exchange at a bathroom, on the road trip where we stopped like 11
because
or 13 times.
Because that was such a key moment that it would have made me go like, okay, I don't know what you guys talked about then. Because I remember where we left off, my point in leaving off, we stopped talking at LA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like the last story I'm pretty sure we talked about was Tanner and you guys smoking on the ganja and Tanner doing the $150 whatever.
Right.
And then the $100 acai bowls,
that's where we
right?
did leave off.
Yeah.
And that's where we left off because we said we'd go, yeah. That's what I remember.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I believe I talked about how we were trying to look for a damn place to stay at in Las Vegas. And then I couldn't even stay awake after.
Because we went through like three different casinos.
Yes.
That's right. Because, so you guys accused me of having fake points or whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay,
I said that
you guys got
fake flexing.
Comp Willie. Comp Willie couldn't pull through. Thank you, Comp.
You're like faux flexing is what I'm going to call it.
I was phoning so many friends. And let's just get this straight. Las Vegas, Nevada,
you
deserve to die.
You got
everyone
so mad. I found it so funny because like I was waiting in the car with them. You were on the phone in the garage trying to get like signal because there was like no signal. And they were like, is he on the phone? What are we doing here?
Everyone
was getting so hungry and so mad.
Dude, this was like the fourth place that I called up because I was trying to get us just like a free room. Dude. And I'm like standing, leaning my head over the edge of the garage trying to get cell service. Yeah, I'm like making like phone calls as if I'm like a mob boss. I'm calling friends that live in Vegas. I'm like, hey,
stay around here. Yeah. I'm just looking for a place.
I need one room for one night.
Come on, just one room. Come on.
I can bring four of my friends.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
We can gamble. We can gamble on the floor.
We'll gamble.
You see, there's a convention going on. We're a little tight. I don't know.
Which is so stupid because it's a Tuesday.
Bro, there was no one. That shit was dead as fuck. There was
dead
no
as
one
fuck.
There. Yeah. There was so many garage spots, and there was like not that many people.
That's why Vegas deserves to die because you turned away.
And they are dying.
We didn't even see the ball. I didn't even see the ball.
They were bitching about their tourism. They said that tourism was like at an all-time low, like, and then they wouldn't come let the to only Vegas, tourists
it's
in.
It's so fun.
They're gatekeeping nothing. Literally nothing. And it's like, for what?
Yeah, there's like vacant rooms. I'm telling you, we're so booked out.
Oh,
like,
we're dude, so booked out.
You're going to tell me that the Cosmopolitan, that system shit, by the way,
the first one was system. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was like, oh, yeah, we're resetting our systems today, tonight, of all the days. Of all the days. And I remember you told the guy, you were like, wow, that's so unfortunate that of all the times, you literally said, I'm not even kidding, verbatim, you said like it was, okay, maybe not verbatim, but it was pretty damn close to like, wow, that's so wild. That
like,
all,
wow, that's interesting that's like the day that, like, that's cool. So coincidental.
Yeah, you literally, you're like, wow, that's so unfortunate for us.
What are the odds?
Yeah, what are
and
the
he's
odds?
Like, yeah, sorry about that. Nothing more I can do. Sorry.
But yeah, we don't got our
maybe
systems
you could
up
try
like 3 days.
Try the Aria. I think that they've got some spaces open. I'm like, all right,
dude.
Yeah,
and I love that above, like, on top of everything, as soon as we got the place at the Rio, we told the guy about the fact that we couldn't find a damn place, and he was like, really?
He was surprised. That's he's like, no way they're all booked out. Yeah. Like, bullshit.
Like, really?
Yep.
Huh.
You know That's what it is? Weird.
What is it?
I guess the fact that we stayed one night. That's what the problem was. We're leaving in the morning.
We didn't even tell them that we were going to do one night.
We just needed a room.
All we asked was, is there any space available? And they're like, yeah.
I actually, I told him I had comped rooms and that I wanted to use my comped rooms. And he was like, yeah, no, sorry.
Loki, this is reminding me of like when Joseph and Mary in the Bible were Loki giving birth to Jesus and they couldn't find no space in the inn.
Oh, so they resorted to the Rio.
So they went to the Rio. That was the manger that we stayed at.
And DoorDash food to the parking lot and got high and then walked upstairs.
It's all written in the scriptures. I'm dude, no way.
Dude, those dogs are killing each other.
I know.
They are so roughhousing a bit. I was watching that.
Dude, movie. I still haven't read the Bible, man. I bought that thing and I was like, I'm going to read this. Because I wanted to know. I was like, what is...
I still haven't read the Quran.
What is all the hype about?
What is going on?
Yeah, what is
I think I started
the
told
Quran
Isaac.
And the Quran?
The Quran. I just wanted to, like, because you know, so many things, media reference the Bible, right? Like, there's a lot of layering going on. So I was like, let me read the source of it all. But then I realized there's like 20 different versions and 100 billion translations, and then you're like fighting between people because someone's like, no, you got to read this one. This is the real one. And then other people are like, no, this is the real one. This was translated by King Henry Ford, the Tesla.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing.
It's a very hot topic in Christianity, is like the amount of versions in the Bible, which one's biblically accurate and which one's like straight just poo.
Which is like
straight just poo.
Yeah, straight poo. Like they drag each other for no reason.
There's got to be like a 2025 updated lingo version of the Bible for all.
There is
a
slang Bible, and it's really fucking funny.
You know how there's critics for books and stuff like that, books and movies and stuff. Are there like critics? Are there critics that write reviews about the Bible?
Oh man,
like an IMBD?
Yeah, like IMDb. Like, does the Bible actually have like an IMDb rating?
Oh man,
maybe like way back then.
What?
They were like scratching it into stones. They're scratching into stones when they first read the version of the Bible. They're like, all right.
6 out of 10. Not bad.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We look up Bible book rating.
That's crazy.
Dude, if it doesn't have 10 out of 10.
I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Should I read it? Should I go into reading it?
It's a 4.6
stars.
Out of 10?
I think that you should read whatever your heart wants you to read.
Aww.
But also promise that you read about the Vikings.
Sure, I'll read about it all. I want to read about everything. Like, I want to update myself on history just because, like, damn, I'm like, when I was in school, I low-key neglected the fact that I was taught history, and I was like, oh, GTA 5, Hot Cheetos, Dr. Pepper, like,
dude, you're still like that.
Air the ocean out, Twain, on the podcast, Twain.
You low-key pull my pants down. I'm picking them back up. I am, but it's like
your butt was out. Bro.
But I have the capacity to add more. You know, I'm saying my brain is not just this. It's like there's
Cheetos
here, there's
and
yeah, Chipotle. Cheetos and Bible and like history and like.
I
want to
see the Bible
else.
Pages, the really crisp ones, like
you know who's
in this
dude
red dust.
Bear's really into history. Bear was teaching me a lot about history. And I was like, damn, where are you pulling this shit from? Because I was talking to him about the Beatles.
Philosophy, bro.
And, bro, yeah, Bear's a smart one. He's a smart
Philosophy
one.
Philosophy is crazy.
And I was like, I was just like learning so much. And he was telling me a lot about like English history and like shows I should watch that are somewhat accurate to like real events and like.
They're trying to
they
convert you. Don't listen. Don't listen. They're converting you.
He's like,
they're gonna be like,
you should see it with your own eyes. And you should buy a house too and stay for a little bit and all these.
Yeah,
things.
Your country, the way it was built, was low key BM. Like because we had like all this tea and they low key dumped it in the ocean for no reason.
He knows all these fun facts about presidents and like.
Did you know Andrew Garfield was based off the cat?
Yes, about the United States.
There
right
it is?
Over everyone's yes. head. Holy
he knows.
Shit.
He knows everything about like all. He was telling me about this one. There was a leaked phone call from a president who was like talking, and he was like saying shit that was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And he was getting like his clothes measured and all these things. I don't. It was just like random shit. I was like, "How do you know this shit?" But he's like a big history buff. On U.S. history, he says that he finds it very amusing history? And very very well U.S. and. I guess English.
Europe?
Yeah.
European. English.
Like British.
Mainly English.
Yeah, we hated each other for a minute.
Low key, we did. Low key.
Low key.
Low key. Low key.
Like, we low key facilitated a red coat in our house.
We
low
key said, no. We got it.
We squashed the beef just like that.
Mm-hmm. That's all it took. We squashed
it. Yeah. At some point, I'd like to just dive into history and then catch up to what I, like I said.
Dude, you know what I've been thinking about? I've been thinking about what the history books are going to look like for the year 2016 and beyond.
And then like, really tweeting this.
Like,
and then so here's I drop this.
Imagine your kids come home from school and they're talking about what happened in 2021 or the COVID was in the book.
Oh,
COVID
yeah.
was in like the new release of like the history
books. Think about
like,
your
what
grandparents.
Pictures are they gonna
hold
use?
On, hold on, hold on. Wait. Think about your grandparents. And like the way that you low-key was learning about the baby boomer and like the way that you was low-key learning about the wars that they were probably in.
Because you guys, like, there's going to be kids that are going to be like,
you guys,
they're going to be like, I don't know what the time or I don't know what life was like before AI.
Oh my God, twin, you're tripping.
I'm changing careers.
Okay.
Whoa. Whoa!
I'm changing.
Big
careers.
Revelation at the big 1 hour and 16 minutes.
What's up, man? Where are you going?
Think about this for a second. What is one job that
Tanner's gonna
will
pop.
Always have demand?
Always have demand.
This is not a riddle, by the way. This is like a real thing.
What has four legs? Can't walk.
What job? What job? I can't even write.
A demanding job.
Yeah, true. Yep.
What, Willie? I give up.
Historians.
Oh, because it keeps being written. There's still shit to. Yes, you're right.
You always right. have some shit to talk about.
You're
bro.
Like you're like the world's diary, basically.
Dude, that was like your chick a what moment, man. Can't wait to
that,
see you pick up history.
Or failed content creator that goes to turn grifting. That's another option.
Oh my God.
But
I heard
they
that
usually work hand in hand. You know,
yo,
one's just
yo,
not
grifting's
as,
never been. Never been so popular.
Never been so popular. Now.
It's
yeah.
crazy. I wonder if they're gonna have grifting in like history books, like a dictionary explanation, and like it's in the books. And you guys, who's writing these damn books? Because holy shit,
we,
it must
what
be.
What if we had political...
like post 2020 is gonna be so fucking funny, but also scary.
Will still be around.
And like and really what? Fucked up.
You think Domino's Pizza will still be around by like 2055?
Yeah,
they better.
Really? Is that the pizza joint really that's
upset.
Right now having that deal?
What? What deal?
No, go ahead, I don't Tanner. Even say. Oh, man. They have a deal where you can buy like a pizza for $6.70 and they call
Absol-
it a 6-7 deal.
Oh,
I promise
God,
you. That's
no
not even.
Wait, is that actually real?
That's real.
It's a real deal.
And everything.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal.
So, you know, I think that there's one thing to take away from all the social media, and I hope that in the AI segment of the history books, they show a picture of it's Minecraft and then it's AI Stewie and AI Peter Griffin talking and they're educating the youth on different topics. I feel. Yeah, I hope man. That would be a world I don't
imagine. Live in. You're
that's
hired,
a picture
bro.
For reference. You're hired. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to live in this world. Ever.
this is the AI. So the AI chapter lasts from the Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Why are you
all
passionate?
The way up to-
Why are you speaking with?
So the
why is
it starts
glow
with
in your eyes?
Will Smith
why is there
eating the spaghetti,
dude? Because I feel like being a historian of all the years of being a historian would be so fun. Right?
I feel
now.
Like the best part of being a historian is telling the stories to other people, bro, and they're like, I don't believe you. I don't believe this happened. Yeah, like I can't make this shit up. Like this seriously fucking happened. Yes, Kendrick and Drake like, beefed. Yes, it happened.
Yes, bro.
And yes, he performed at the Super Bowl. He did
yes,
sing the song.
That grape did have surgery
it
done on it.
It did happen.
It did.
Harambe did happened. Die, and it was sad. The world, you know.
The world was like, never the same.
Like, imagine in a history book, the conflict between North Korea and the United States, and there's like a quote of saying something from Donald Trump, like, Little Rocket Man. Or something like that, or like him taunting.
What the
like,
hell is Trump just, doing?
Just,
what like
just
what
visualizing is... that stuff in a book for a kid to learn about? Just like what the like with Scholastic
hot
written
take,
on the fucking
hot
book?
Take, hot yeah, take. It's not even gonna be a book.
It's like a robot.
You don't think so? You think they're gonna leave that out?
Yeah.
What do you no think they would way. Put in?
It's my standing
someone
ovation.
Has to keep it alive. Oh, sorry.
There's not gonna be a book.
Keep it alive.
It's not gonna huh? be book.
I, okay, no.
Book.
I want there instead of books. I want there to be like a VR experience. Like you
yeah,
sit back
exactly.
And it's all happening.
You have to bring home your Chromebook Meta Quest.
It's
going to
be like YouTube Rewind. It's
want...
Every year.
The world rewind, dude. That'd be crazy.
What did you say, T?
What?
What'd you say?
Oh, I was going to say, I want tubes going into my ears just feeding me
no,
information.
I knew exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
exactly.
Right
the
how about that picture. Video where they have the two phones yeah. and it's like wait.
Three. I just totally realized that, like, yeah, in a few years, there's not even going to be books for them to print. That's so outdated.
Yeah. It's not. It's yeah. not. I feel like technology is not a great way to, like, for sure back up everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we yeah. still need physical copies with, like, text and all like printouts and all that stuff.
One EMP and it's over with, bro.
That's what I'm saying. God forbid one tower falls and then it's just like all the power is gone. Now what happened before this? I don't know, dude.
What do you mean one tower falls?
Yeah, talk to me about that.
I don't know, historian. You tell me.
Nick, well, when was the last time a tower fell?
Remember? Never ever. Never ever.
Well, to be more specific, two towers fell last time. I remember.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this Wednesday,
this
Friday.
Season.
This season on the
Thank you.
Group Chat Podcast. On that note, never forget to use code GROUP on 10% gamer products for today.
Oh my god.
That was good.
I actually farted. I don't know if the mic caught that.
Keep that in. Keep that
did.
In.
Hope it did so I can replay it every night.
Oh,
it'd
be perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Will. We had to talk about much more.
Yes.
So, and Grunk's
don't
actually.
Say sorry,
like,
bro.
Don't he's like
sorry.
At the movies right now, and I low key want to be hearing about that too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm so excited, you guys. The movie's so peak, and he's literally having such a good time.
He's probably cry. Having such a good time.
I want to rewatch it again. You guys want to go again?
Let's watch it.
Let's go right now.
Okay, not right now, but maybe later.
I'll play Minecraft.
Isaac.
First.
I want to play
oh,
Minecraft.
Isaac, on, sometimes you gotta take the hand to the balls and you gotta scrunch it.
Oh, okay. I'll just do that right now.
Hand to the
I'm gonna
balls.
Do that as I'm outroing.
I'm doing that right now.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Thank you guys for joining. Wow. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Keep it classy. No prompt this week because I can't think of shit. So
I have a prompt.
What? No.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh,
no. What? It's just better left unsaid.
I was going to tie it back to the historian bit, but never mind. We'll just move on.
Okay. We'll think of something in the meantime. How about that? Let's brofist it out. Adios. We'll think about it in a week. We'll do it next week.
I'm going to brofist my foot.
You don't know me. Maha. Goodbye. Maha. We'll see you.
Maha.